Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through chapter 4 today of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, that is. St. Paul talking to us about the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ and the great treasure that it is. The first 2 days this week, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I was talking mainly about section beginning with verse 1 through verse 6, where Paul describes the nature of the ministry that he's been given, and that is to proclaim the gospel. What is the treasure and the power that comes to us and comes to us only through the gospel, of proclaiming the good news about Jesus? And what it is the gospel helps us have access to be able to see and come to understand and to surrender our lives to God's work of salvation through Jesus. And that is Jesus literally bringing human flesh in himself from death to life and giving us a new destiny, a hope, a living hope, existence beyond death. Now, a future in Christ, sharing in everything that belongs to him, as Paul will say in another place, that he is. What we await is the promise of obtaining the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ. Everything that Christ has won, he wants to share with all those who follow him, all those who become sons and daughters of God, all those who become his disciples. So Paul is, in a way, describing to us the anatomy of what happens, the elements at work in the proclamation of the gospel. It's really beautiful. If you had a chance to tune into the program on Monday or Tuesday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them, download them, and put them on whatever device you'd like. Also, you can listen to the podcast, which you'll hear more about at the end of the program. But I want to move on to verse 7, the next section, where Paul then says he's been talking about this amazing treasure that we've been given, which is having our hearts opened to the truth about the glory and majesty of Jesus, and through baptism, we now, having responded to that gospel by God's grace, we enter into that new life as a reality, not just a thought that's communicated, but we're baptized into Christ, and in that baptism, we're given a share in the life of the Holy Spirit, the life that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So the gospel itself is a great treasure that Paul's talking about, as well as what we receive through the gospel. So verse 7, he says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Right? Our human bodies are frail, fragile, they corrupt. We have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. So the reality which Paul had preached, what we inherit, what we're coming into, sharing in the glory that belongs to Jesus alone. Again, I've mentioned this all week, reminding you that this is why Jesus is the only Savior of the world. No other God, no other religious hero can give to the human race what it most needs, an antidote for the problem of sin and death. The only future of the human race that's filled with joy and freedom beyond our wildest imagining, every longing of our heart that God has put within us, it can only be fulfilled by God himself and being united to God. And only in Christ, Jesus is that bridge that makes it possible, because God became one of us. He entered his own story. He became one of us so he could lift us up and make us capable by his grace and mercy and his action through his death on the cross. You know, the incarnation, his whole life of preaching, signs, wonders, the whole reality of Jesus, passing from death to life into glory, that's his. He's won it all for us, and that's what he wants to give to us, to all those who believe. Nobody else can do that. That's the only real answer to the sin problem and the death problem. There is no other answer. Now, as we know, the church teaches in Lumen Gentium 16 and other places that it's possible for a human being who never comes to know Christ through no fault of their own, and they haven't in some way resisted the hearing of the gospel when the opportunity came, that it's possible for those people as well, certain people in the condition who have not resisted God, but respond to the light of which God has shown them And they said yes to whatever light that is, because God is making his appeal through his creation, through human conscience and other things. It's possible for a human being to, by God's grace alone, to catch a glimpse of light and to start to move toward that light. But that light is what leads them ultimately to be connected to the one thing that saves them, and that's Jesus. Whether they know it or not, they'll know it when they die. And if their heart is God-directed in a fundamental way that only God knows, by the way, and it's very clear from Lumen Gentium 16 that it's very difficult, apart from hearing the gospel, to be able to see and respond to that light in a way that brings about a saving yes to God. It's very difficult for that to happen, but it can happen. But the bottom line, what I want to share here is that the reality is that everybody who ultimately enters heaven will enter because of this person, Jesus of Nazareth, because he's the head of this new race of people. He's the one who has all the power and the glory to give to human beings. And Paul's so clear here. He says, we have earthen vessels. We know that our flesh is fading, it's corrupt, and we know we don't have the resources in ourselves to be able to make this reality happen that Paul is talking about. It has to come from transcendent power. And the transcendent power is God himself and God's action. It's not ours. So we don't have anything to boast in. But Paul goes on in verse 8, he says, we are afflicted in every way, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. This is part of Christian realism that I love to read in the New Testament. The apostles don't have their head buried in the sand, or their head's not in the clouds. Their feet are solidly on the ground. They understand the reality of living in a fallen world with all its trials and all its temptations. How easy it is to despair in a world like this, where the gospel is being resisted every day, places all around the world, and people suffer and are persecuted, and they undergo great trial in bearing this message and living it. So he's talking about being perplexed, being afflicted, being persecuted, experiencing forsakenness. Remember, Jesus himself experienced all these things. On the cross, he said, cries out to the Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? He experienced the reality of the human condition here on earth. And it's serious, and it's a serious battle. And many people ultimately do get crushed, or they give in to despair, or they feel forsaken in such a way they start to believe that they're alone, completely on their own. And they give in to the despair. Friends, maybe today you're battling something. Maybe you're perplexed at a deep level, or you feel afflicted in some way. Take consolation from this word. God knows our frame. He knows the reality of what we experience in this life. He knows our weakness. He knows everything that we're suffering in a trial. And nothing is meaningless, no matter how difficult the trial you may be going through. How frustrating, how hard it might be right now in this moment to grasp its meaning. Maybe you feel like shrouded in darkness and you're full of discouragement. I want you to hear this word so it can be a light and it can penetrate the darkness for you. God has not forgotten you. You're his child. Maybe you just happen to tune into the program and stumble into it today and you don't know Christ. You don't know the faith. And this is what is at the heart of Christianity. It's what St. Paul said, it's a new light, the light that is Christ, that shines in the darkness. And darkness, all the darkness of this world cannot overcome it. Even the darkness of death itself cannot overcome the light, the truth, the love, the beauty, the power, the reality of God's presence in the person of Jesus Christ. And if you never have had an opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus, his death on a cross, the shedding of his blood to cleanse us from all sin and call us to repentance and to turn to him for the forgiveness of sins. That's really what repentance means, to turn from the direction we're moving in and turn our lives toward Christ and to receive the forgiveness of our sins. And the forgiveness of sin is what ultimately is what's enslaving the human race, and it's what leads to death. We need our sins forgiven. We need a new beginning. We need a new creation. We need to be renewed, and as Jesus himself said, born again by water and the Spirit. And today, if you're listening to the program and maybe you've never heard it, or maybe you just haven't accessed it for a long time, maybe baptized as an infant, as a child, and you haven't been living the faith, and you feel like you're clearly missing it, walking in darkness, today is a day, right now. You can pray a simple prayer that can begin the steps back or to God for the first time. And pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to send me Jesus, your Son. Jesus, come to my heart. Come and cleanse me from my sin. I acknowledge it, and I need you. I ask you, Jesus, to come to be the Lord of my life, and I ask that you, as Paul said, shine your Holy Spirit in my heart. I want to see you, Jesus. I want to follow you, Jesus. I need your salvation, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, to my life. Come and awaken in me all that God desires me to have. Friends, I'd encourage you to, if you just happen to pray it today, you need to talk with somebody. Go knock on the door of a Catholic parish and seek out a priest, or maybe you know someone at work or a friend in the neighborhood who's a practicing Catholic who's alive in the Lord, and you know they have some kind of faith and you want to know more about it. Go talk to them. Especially if you've never yet been baptized and you've never given your life to Christ or are just beginning to know him, maybe even in this moment, go knock on the door of the closest Catholic parish you can find and ask to speak to one of the priests there and tell them about who you are. And they'll welcome you. Don't be afraid of them. They'll welcome you. They'll love you. Hey, and if by chance, the strange chance that it's not a very welcoming moment, just go to the next one. Don't worry about it. You will find love. You will find somebody ready to welcome you and to care for you. And so, because the Lord wants to lead you out of the state of being afflicted or perplexed or despairing, and he wants you to come into the joy and the hope and the life that's in him. And Paul could say, we always carry in our body the death of Jesus, all this struggle that Jesus himself went through, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our bodies. It can be manifested even now in our lives, but also Paul's referring to here part the way it's going to ultimately be revealed in the resurrection from the dead when we share fully in all that belongs to Jesus. He says, for while we live, we're always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. God's strength, Paul's being strengthened right now in his ministry, he's saying, in the persecution and the trial, the life of Christ is renewing him. He's growing in the midst of that trial and suffering and persecution. And deep inside, he's finding a joy and a security and a confidence and an identity. That's Christianity, and that's for all of us, friends. Let's lay hold of it. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.